Well, from time to time on the download, we discuss ideas and solutions on what can make our city, our region, and our world a better place. Whether that's talking about the environment or better government or community involvement, we don't just want to talk about the news of the day. We want to talk about how we can solve the big ticket items of our time. And tonight's no different. My guest in studio believes through her organization, Chicago Cares, that one solution for a better balanced, safe community is volunteering. What would happen if volunteering wasn't something that was voluntary? Meaning, what if we all accepted responsibility for tending to the places we live? That could mean cleaning up parks, starting urban gardens, working on beautification projects, or helping neighborhoods and street corners stay safe. April is National Volunteer Month, and Chicago Cares is wrapping up 30 days of opportunities. It's called the Do More Good Challenge, and it's part of the community investment strategy that Chicago Cares just implemented. In studio with me tonight, Janae Myers. She is the CEO of Chicago Cares. Janae, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about this because, you know, Chicago Cares has been an organization that's been around for a long time, and you have really been a leader in trying to get Chicagoans and the region to volunteer. But with this community investment strategy, you're changing it a little bit. You really believe that volunteerism can be a tool for good in this city.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the thing that we recognize right now is the world around us has changed. And certainly the city has changed. The levels of violence and division are unprecedented right now. So we as an organization said to ourselves, are we still relevant? Does our work still matter? And yes, it does. And here's how, right? I think we can be part of changing the story, right? Changing the story about what we hear about some of our neighborhoods and communities. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes you hear a community like Englewood or Roseland or Pilsen, and it's associated with negative or violence. When's the last time someone who's downtown walking around here in our beautiful city has been to any of those communities and met another person face to face? I challenge you to say probably not that often. And I think perceptions really start to change when you meet people and you can interact with people. And a way to do that is through service and volunteering.
You know, for you, I mean, when you talk about a community investment plan, A lot of I would say volunteering has always been people with means sweeping in to help clean up a poverty-stricken park.
Yep.
And then they get a chance to see around, and then they're gone.
Right.
You know, or maybe they sign up for another event, or maybe they work at a food pantry. But there's always a strange, and I don't want to make it negative, but this relationship between sort of people who want to do good, and they do good by helping out people without means.
Yes.
How does the community investment plan change that? How does it change and sort of shift that paradigm or flip it on its head?
So we're starting first with a very asset-based approach, right? So we're going into communities and working with local community partners that were recommended to us from another organization called LISC, who works with community organizing groups that do local economic development, and they're creating what's called quality of life plans. So you already have people who are living in community who are saying, these are the things that are important to us and what matters. And we go to them first and say, how can Chicago Cares help lend a little bit of extra sweat equity and resources in the form of other volunteers to help make the work in this plan come alive? And when you come at it from not we know best to come into your community and do what we think is best,
right,
but more of a what are your needs?
Yeah, we can support you.
We can support you. And let us support you with like just extra bodies and then the resources that come sometimes through corporate America or through other kind of, you know, fundraising that Chicago Cares does to support some of these efforts.
Well, I'm glad you brought up corporate America because, you know, that's I kind of at the beginning talk about, you know, the big ticket items that we talk about here in the city of Chicago. And we've had a couple of I've been wide open. My eyes are open from conversations we had about sort of what role corporations play in the city of Chicago when it comes to budgets, when it comes to schools, when it comes to preventing violence or curbing violence. And we heard Mayor Emanuel at Malcolm X College back in the wintertime talking about that we don't have the money as a city anymore to just rely on. We need corporations to rely. Talk about it from your vantage point as when it comes to people who volunteer, when residents volunteer. That's the other component.
Yep.
Can it have the same kind of impact as a corporation throwing millions of dollars at a situation in this city? I mean, it seems to me that there's a chance that there is some power and some value in people, neighbors, people who would step up and do something essentially for free.
1,000%. And why I say that is you know, people's motivation and why they want to volunteer, people come at it from so many different angles. But if you go to any community in this city, you'll find people who love their neighborhood. They have such amazing pride in their community. And they want to do everything they possibly can to make it safe and clean and livable for them and their families. So it's just a matter of how do you continue to give them the resources? Oftentimes they are under-resourced and overwhelmed with so many of the obstacles that they have to even get to work or with safety, right? So how to make that happen and make that work happen, you have to kind of help create the space for them. So an organization like Chicago Cares can come in and help provide some of that infrastructure alongside other community partners to help motivate folks to help make that happen. So I think the intrinsic motivation is there, but having the structure and the way to do it is sometimes where it doesn't always move forward. So that's a way where we can certainly lend a hand.
I wonder if what it would take, and I guess it's a hypothetical taking it out of Chicago Cares, but I mean this concept of service, and whether right now it's called volunteering for a reason, and Pete and I were kind of joking at the top of the show just about, you know, like, well, you know, how hard it is to actually get up off the couch and do something. We have grandiose ideas in our head, but actually executing. Can you see a situation or a city that we live in that would have a mandatory service requirement if you lived here? I mean, the idea that you have to go out and do things that usually were reserved for volunteering, but have to, you know, you have to do if you live in a certain area.
Right. So, I mean, in Europe, in Greece, you have to vote. You have to vote. And I mean, that's something that we saw politically too. Folks weren't voting, right? Having to volunteer, it's better if people just want to volunteer, but heck, it's something that I would endorse, because I certainly feel if everybody in this city, all 3 million some of us Chicagoans, were volunteering, how would this city look different? And I think through that, the key thing piece here is it's not just about the short term of we're cleaning up a park, we're building a community garden. All those things need to happen for basic upkeep of a community. But at the end of the day, when you're volunteering and when you're volunteering with others, you're learning from others and you're understanding. And again, back to the divisiveness that we've felt in this city, volunteering can be something that breaks down those barriers.
You get to know your neighbors and people live just a couple blocks over, things like that.
And we realize so much more unites us than divides us, you know, and even people from different races and socioeconomic backgrounds, you get face to face with another human being and you can start to build a relationship and understand that, wow, we really do have so much more in common. You want the best for your family. I want the best for my family. We share similar dreams. There's just very different circumstances.
April's National Volunteer Month. In studio with me, Janae Myers. We're talking, she's from CEO of Chicago Cares. We're talking about their new community investment strategy, but also the Do More Good Challenge. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation, because what I want to get at is, what would you be able to do as someone who has dedicated your life to doing this, to working at Chicago Cares? What power would that give you if you had 3 million people who, it wasn't volunteer anymore, it was mandatory, but were in some sort of service? That's the question to ponder in the break here on The Download. Stay with us. In studio tonight, Janae Myers. She's the CEO of Chicago Cares, a great organization that is really all about volunteering. April's National Volunteer Month, and they're wrapping up 30 days of opportunities. They go to their website at Chicago Cares. You can pretty much see for the remaining part of April, only 5 days left. But it's all part of the Do More Good Challenge and a part of a community investment strategy that is taking the organization in different directions. So the question I pose, if the city of Chicago and its residents, and even includes suburbs, and you're talking about millions of people, if it was a required service, maybe in the state of Illinois, the idea that you had to, one Saturday out of the month, had to check in and do something good for your community, how would that change the work that Chicago Cares does to have an army like that?
It'd be an army for good. So I think we could do so much, right? I think we could really reimagine what our city looks like and how we function as people, right? So not only could I think you get a lot of things done, you would get people talking to each other more and understanding each other more. So maybe even, and this is a long shot, but maybe even we'd start to be a less segregated city. Because that's certainly something that we feel now. And I think a big part of that is there are people who just never go to another community because they're like, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if through volunteering, you were kind of forcing yourself outside of the bubble of where you live in your like little radius in your neighborhood, you're really getting to interact with other people. And I think that's the key piece to volunteering is getting out of your, now there's ways you can do it online and all of these other things, but what Chicago Cares is all about is getting people out of their own community into another. And you can travel the world in Chicago.
You know, the mayor has been behind this initiative. You guys are having the big luncheon or breakfast tomorrow. But the concept being that the mayor has really pushed this idea that take ownership of your city.
Yes.
And it's interesting because, you know, let's take the hypotheticals off for a second, you know, the whole city is not a required service. It is volunteer. How do you get people who have Pete and I say, oh, we want to do this. How do you get them off the couch and into some sort of community service to help the city of Chicago?
Well, there's many strategies, right? I think modeling is one of it, right? So how do we get people to just do the word of mouth, right? So you get one person out who loves it and enjoys it, and they tell their friends and they bring their friends, and it starts to become a bit of a movement. You know, and for my friends, I'm all about good old-fashioned guilt, right? You know, hey, come on. I mean, really, do you need to be sitting watching TV and Netflix and another binge? Or should we really go out on this beautiful day and go plant a community garden, right? So I think there's a way that you can motivate people, but people truly have to want to do it themselves, right? So that's the hard part about the mandatory piece of the conversation is you want people to come to volunteering from a very authentic place, right? There are people who have to do mandatory community service, and they're often not the best volunteers because they're cranky about doing it because they've been punished, right? So I don't necessarily want a bunch of those folks
out. Yeah, you don't need to mumble under your breath, volunteers,
No. You want the people who are there for the right reasons. And because Chicago Cares has so many different options for folks, I say some people are meant to like interact with seniors or children. Some people are just meant to tend a garden because they maybe should not be interacting as much with people, right? There's a little bit for everybody.
You know, my common knowledge would say that, you know, volunteering is generational in the way that you might have older generation says, I'm going to go work, I'm going to give back to the community, understand this from, you know, the greatest generation, my grandfather, and, you know, it sort of ingrained, my parents ingrained in. And you would think that a millennial generation might be like, man, I'm just going to look at my phone. But that's not necessarily the case. And it's the opposite. And you see it as well in schools.
Yes.
And high schools are now saying you have to have a service requirement at the collegiate level. So talk about, are we going to see a sea change when it comes to how we perceive volunteerism based on the way that the new generation of Americans are coming up?
I think so. One person pointed it out, and I thought it was a good moment in time to think that when 9/11 happened, right? And then the kind of crisis and the movement towards more civic engagement and how can we just become kind of a more embracing America of each other. A lot of the youngsters were in elementary school and they saw that happen and they grew up with that. So they grew up with this kind of mentality of we need to do something and we should be doing something and we should be giving back. So I think the mentality is very different and there is kind of this pass it down generation to generation. But I also think there's just, it's a culture here in America. You know, it's also different in Europe. It don't have that necessarily the same culture of volunteering. Mm-hmm. I've talked to different groups before who have come in and were very curious about how we do things. And it's a completely different mentality when government provides for so much in Europe, whereas we don't necessarily here. We still do in some ways, but we don't provide for everything.
Well, I mean, I think we're seeing the writing is on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of go full circle in this conversation. I mean, at the beginning, the world that we live in is changing.
Yep.
And we hear it constantly, this concept of the government is not going to be there to provide sort of the simple services that we counted on,
right,
even down to schools and otherwise.
Yes.
You know, as your organization, organizations like Chicago Cares have to adapt and move into the 21st century and deal with a 2.0 volunteerism, mm-hmm, what are some of the things that you have to foresee or what are some of the things you have to work into an investment strategy to make yourself
relevant? Right. So meet people where they're at first and foremost. Right. So technology is a key piece. We're currently working on trying to figure out how to get an app. So it's like if you're in a neighborhood, you could get a ding if you're signed up with Chicago Cares of like, hey, there's an opportunity in the next hour nearby. Right. That is on the wish list. It's a little further down the road, but it's something that we certainly understand that that's how people are moving nowadays. Right. But the challenge there is to say, you know, don't just stay down and kind of plugged in on your phone. Lift your head up and, again, face-to-face interaction with other human beings, and you can do that through service and volunteering. And I think for us, it's kind of back to the basics in a way, right? So let's not try to be the newest, shiniest thing. Let's try to be convenient and easy for volunteers and make it simple for them. But back to the basics of just, again, a well-run project where you're doing a short-term kind of task or project, but that longer-term goal is really building connections amongst human beings, whether it's corporate coworkers or, again, a community across community, neighbors helping neighbors. I think that's what grows that kind of empathy and understanding, which is just an important part of humanity.
With all the technology and all the advances in our society, is 2017, is it easier or harder to get people to volunteer?
Easier, because the word's out, right? So, like, it's easier through social media.
And you see that with your numbers? Like, more people coming out than, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Yes. However, what I guess I would say is there aren't as many people sticking with it, according to our numbers, right? But here's what we think actually happens, which I'm very agnostic about this, so I think it's great. People come to Chicago Cares to learn about, like, you know, do they like working with children? Do they like working with seniors? Like, what kind of neighborhood or community do I want to work in? And then they find an agency or an organization, and then they just stay there, and they don't necessarily have to come through us anymore. That is fine by me, right? I just want them out and volunteering and giving back and doing more. Maybe they're now a member of a board and they're doing board service, right? We hope we spark and ignite in people a passion to give back and a way to do that. And there's so many different opportunities on our website for folks to sign up. So we just encourage them to do that and find what moves
them. Is there sort of an entry level volunteer opportunity that Chicago Cares is like, that's the ultimate in entry level, like, for someone who is at the point right now listening to this segment, is like, you know what, I'm doing it. Off the couch.
I would say some kind of, especially this time of year, we have so many good environmental, like, gardening projects, especially if you're not sure if, like, I'm not sure if I'm good with kids, I'm not sure if I'm good with seniors, I'm not sure if I'd be good in a domestic violence shelter, like, right, you're not sure, so go plant a garden with some other people who are going to go plant a garden, see if you like it. And then if you like that experience, maybe, you know, try and test out something else. But I kind of feel like so many of our opportunities are kind of volunteering 101, where it's very basic, very easy, very simple, anybody can do. You don't have to be super skilled to do it. And then you can learn what's best for you. But I encourage people to just test it, because the more you do good, the more good there will be in the world.
Janae Myers is the CEO of Chicago Cares. April is National Volunteer Month, and Chicago Cares is wrapping up 30 days of opportunities. It's called the Do More Good Challenge. It's part of a community investment strategy. You can find it all on the website.
Yes.
Janae, thanks so much for coming
in tonight.
Thank
you so much, Justin. Appreciate it.